Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Rubeling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keltner. Chapman moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chapman moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Davis for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miles moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miles scores. Brancato moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Brancato scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 1 in the game. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miles takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brancato bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Miles moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. There goes Miles. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Brancato. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miles scores. Brancato scores. It's 4 to nothing, Athletics. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 2 in the game. Rubeling hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner bunts towards third. Rubeling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Bell scores. Keltner moves to third. Mack moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Odell Hale pinch hits for Al Smith. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Keltner scores. Mack moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Chubby Dean now pitching. Ben Chapman pinch hits for Jeff Heath. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. Mack scores. Pitlock moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, Athletics. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Pitlock scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Weatherly steals second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Weatherly moves to third. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ben Chapman now playing left field. Joe Dobson now pitching. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miles hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy pinch hits for Al Brancato. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Chapman now playing shortstop. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Davis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Davis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 3 in the game. Rubeling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Rubeling reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Peters pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to third. Peters moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Pitlock scores. Peters moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peters scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Milner now pitching. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Hal Wagner. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miles hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.